Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks. Due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
Russia and Syria being blamed for the situation in Aleppo because of their airstrikes. A Kremlin spokesperson says their goal is to eliminate the radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. At an ASEAN meeting he hosted in Hawaii, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter was asked what he thought about the comments by Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte saying that if Adolf Hitler could kill millions of Jews, then he could slaughter millions of drug users and drug dealers in his country.
That matter wasn't discussed at this particular meeting, but I can tell you that just speaking personally for myself, I find those comments deeply troubling.
Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it will postpone a November meeting of the heads of South Asian countries, blaming arch-rival India for derailing the process of regional cooperation. Move comes amid escalating border and diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi over allegations Pakistan was behind a deadly assault earlier in September on an Indian army base in the divided Kashmir region. Pakistan, which was to host the summit, said it deplored India's decision not to attend. Meantime, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the governments of India and Pakistan to proceed calmly with rising tensions between the two nations. Stefan Dujarric is the UN chief spokesperson.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as de-escalation initiatives.
India has vowed to try to diplomatically isolate Pakistan for its alleged support of Islamist groups on its soil, groups India says are behind terrorist attacks in neighboring countries. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday when it crash-landed on the surface of a comet as planned. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slip out of orbit, and collide into the icy surface of that comet known as 67P. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Flying to a comet and around a comet for over 2 years, as close as a few kilometers and more than 500 million kilometers from Earth, is a challenge, and we've done it. And this tells you that we've got the right people here and, the best people you can get to do this job, and we are very proud here.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates into votes, the search giant has some good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase for registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. A poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, that is, NBC News, and Telemundo found that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival Donald Trump among likely Hispanic voters. Got more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.